Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Hey, on Wednesday night, there was a big concert. Olivia Rodrigo and Billy Joel bridged the generational gap with the power of music. This is how it read. Boomers and Zoomers put down their pitchforks, targeted at each other, and united within the walls of Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night when they are brought together in harmony by two patron saints of both respective generations. I was like, boomers and Zoomers, were we pointing pitchforks at each other? But I think if you're over the age of 40 or 50, 60, you've heard the slurs. You've felt the arrows shot at you when it comes to age and ageism. Hey, our guest is Dr. Susan Krause Whitborn, Professor Emerita of Psychological and Brain Sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Doctor, does our attitude really play a part when it comes to our longevity?
Our attitude definitely plays a part when it comes to longevity. I mean, it helps to have good health, but as it turns out, your attitude can even promote better health. And avoiding those ageist slurs, I love the way you said that, and not letting them sink in, those arrows, can really be a very strong preventative and boost to a longer and healthier life.
So what about self-deprecating humor? You know, when we poke fun at ourselves, does that impact our thought process?
There is a lot of self-deprecating humor about aging, and it's really an internalized ageism. I mean, it's bad enough that ageism is out there, but we start to believe that. And the one thing about aging is you become this target, if you live long enough, of the very negative attitudes that are out there towards older adults.
Well, I know a lot of people my age who roll their eyes when their parents have to call them over to help them with a tech issue. And heck, people my age have to call their kids to get some tech help. And we've mastered so many gadgets in our life, I don't know why we're put down for not being able to master the latest piece of technology.
Exactly. I wrote about this in the blog that you called me about. You really do need to start thinking positively about aging. And this digital divide is really a false false dichotomy, because it's true. There are a lot of gadgets that we acquire expertise over, and we put them down as not being important in comparison to what's new and what's hot. And that really does then prevent you from becoming better at using the newest technology and overcoming your own mental block. Because when you realize, I can do this, I've done this before, I've done this with other things, I learned how to use, rotary telephones, I learned how to use toasters, all the things that we learned how to use. And then for some reason, it's not thought of as valuable in comparison to programming a new app, on your iPhone or whatever that happens to be. And so the self-deprecating humor only compounds this, because it then becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Dr. Susan Krause Whitborn is a professor emerita of psychological and brain sciences at the University of Massachusetts, and claims that you really do need to start thinking positively about aging. You broke it down between gains and losses. Can you talk about the gains?
Yes. It's great to talk about gains instead of losses. And I began the blog with a quote from William Wordsworth, well, also David Bowie. So, but the one from Wordsworth was good, because the wiser mind mourns less for what age takes away than what it leaves behind. And I mean, now we do research on this, and there's whole theories about this, but, he said it best. Think about what you've gained, and that does contribute to wisdom. You've gained expertise. You've gained relationship skills, problem-solving skills, and the ability to adapt and be flexible when life throws a few zingers your way.
Somebody just sent in a text and said, my dad is 96. He has an iPhone, a computer, and drives a motorcycle. He just retired a couple years ago. I don't know many 96-year-olds on the back of a bike, but good for him. Somebody said they may stop getting ridiculed over tech if older folks stop ridiculing younger people for everything else. At this point, don't you feel like there does seem to be some warfare between generations? Has that always existed, or is this something new?
It's always existed. It's just that now we've made things worse by giving names to these generations. And that's something that my fellow psychologists who work in this area really complain about is, you know, why do we have to label a generation? You know, what is a boomer anyway? And why did it get to be such a bad thing? I mean, it was a kind of a joke in a way that somebody used this term baby boom because of the explosion of the population, but then it stuck. And then they're like, all right, well, let's start naming a few other generations. And then we have the other ones, the X, the Y, the Z's, millennials. How could you be defined by the year of your birth entirely in a whole generation, like a 20-year period? These people are not all the same just because they were born within the same, you know, decade or two decades. It makes no sense at all. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's always been this idea that, you know, the older and the younger, but we've concretized it more and made it more of a basis for ridicule and really degradation and different kinds of isms.
Okay, doctor, before we let you go, we've got like 30 seconds left. What can you say to our audience today about aging and how to maintain that positivity, which eventually will lead to longevity?
Focus on what you have gained. It really, I know it sounds repetitive with what we just talked about, but look at the ways you've improved. Take stock. And then when it comes to losses, don't be demoralized by them. Let those losses, they're there, but don't mourn them. Rejoice in what you've gained and let the other deal with it, but don't let it become a preoccupying theme in your life.
And I'll leave you this one with one final text that somebody just sent in. One of the things that we lose when we age is our sense of embarrassment, which is actually a blessing. Boy, is that the truth.
That's exactly right.
Lauren has the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.